Welcome to the Big Abilities Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Nielsen. At Big Abilities, we hope to give families the tools they need to help their children with autism, ADHD, and other developmental disabilities overcome their struggles while also focusing on their strengths. Thanks for joining me. Hi, today on Big Abilities, we're going to talk about children with autism and their tendency to thrive on very inflexible or rigid routines. One of the primary diagnosing criteria for autism, as defined by the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, commonly referred to as the DSM-5, is that the individual shows restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior, interest, or activities. You might often see this manifested by a child obsessively lining objects up that would normally be lined up. So for my 4-year-old son who has autism, he will often line things up like crayons or puzzle pieces. You might also see this manifested in a child who obsessively talks about one topic. They just go on for hours about dinosaurs or space or sports. Or you might see this manifest as an insistence on very rigid and structured routines, often down to the most minute details, such as the exact place that a toy goes or a specific order in which they dress, which is the topic we are going to dive into today. I'm going to focus on this podcast on why children with autism do this, reasons why this is helpful for them, and reasons why this can hinder them, as well as ways in which you, as the parent or caregiver, can help. If you have a child with autism, I am sure you see inflexible routines throughout your child's day. The world can feel overwhelming and unpredictable for our kids. Many children with autism suffer from anxiety as well. So for them, when they make life as predictable as possible, it gives them comfort and control. Some of these routines, and probably many we have even helped them develop, are pretty harmless and can even be helpful. For example, a toothbrushing routine, how to brush and how long, then rinsing and flossing. That's a great routine for all children, actually. And when taught a routine like that, a child with autism can repeat this exactly every single time. But some routines can become a serious problem, such as the child expecting you to take a certain route to school each morning. What if there's a road closure and you must take a different route? And it's when a child can't cope with a disruption in a routine, that is where the problem occurs. If the disruption in a routine causes more anxiety than the anxiety the routine alleviates, it may be time to take action. Now I want to discuss some common areas where children with autism may be dealing with this routine rigidity. One of those areas is in food and drink. A lot of children with autism eat a very restricted diet. Perhaps they only eat foods from the same food group, or foods that have the same texture or the same color. Perhaps they have sensory issues related to temperature or taste. My son eats mac and cheese every single day for lunch at school. If he opened up that thermos and something else was in it, I'm quite confident he'd melt down. Up to 80% of children with autism have some sort of issues related to eating. So if that's a problem for your child, it is important to address it. Take them to the pediatrician and make sure they're healthy. Work with a food therapist. We do let my son have that rigid routine at school, but when he's home in our safe environment, we offer new foods, we attempt to get him to taste new things, but we also make sure that he does get a well-balanced diet and then he takes a variety of supplements to kind of fill in the gaps of what he might be missing. Another area where children can become very routine rigid is in their environment. So think about if your child needs a certain pillow or a certain blanket or a certain toy to sleep, or if they insist doors must be closed, certain lights must be left on, or certain lights must be left off. A friend told me that she was redecorating and she moved a picture that was hanging on a wall near the entryway of her home. And when her son came home, he noticed it was gone. He immediately went and found it and requested that she hang it back up. So think about your environment and if there are areas of routine rigidity that your child insists upon. Another area, and this is also a big one that a lot of children with autism deal with, is the inability to tolerate new places and people. And this can't be avoided. Children can't stay in their familiar surroundings all the time. We have to go to dentist's appointments and doctor's appointments, visit family, visit friends, attend birthday parties, get new teachers at school. Then we'll talk about ways to do that later. Another area where your child may deal with some routine rigidity is doing ordinary things in a very specific way. My son insists when we put on shoes, it's sock, sock, shoe, shoe. There isn't a scenario where sock, shoe is important. The same way with the way he gets dressed. He wants his underwear, then shorts, then shirt. You don't go underwear, shirt, shorts. So think about ways that perhaps your child has become rigid in some of those routines. And these routines can creep up out of nowhere. Your child could be developing this rigid routine that you have no idea is happening. I didn't realize that my son had created one until something happened and that routine was disrupted. And what happened was one of the worst meltdowns he'd ever had. So he wakes up each morning around 8, and he has to leave for his ABA school by 8:30. Because of this, he's just not awake long enough to get hungry. So he has a cup in the morning, a sippy cup, with half Pediasure, half milk. And he sips on it until it's time to leave, and then he takes it in the car with him and finishes it on the way to school. Well, one morning this week, he woke up an hour and a half earlier than he normally does. So by the time it was ready to leave, he had already finished the cup. Well, I usually put him in the car for his dad, and his dad takes him to school. So I put him in the car, and I wasn't thinking anything about handing him his cup of milk because he'd finished it, and he didn't ask for it. So I buckle him in, and off they go. A few minutes into the car ride, his dad calls me and says, "Does Barkley have the orange cup with him?" And that's the sippy cup he was using that morning, the orange one. And I said he finished it here at the house, so I didn't send it with him. Barkley was begging for that orange cup. They were halfway to school. My husband wasn't going to turn around. Plus, we didn't realize how rigid of a routine this was until we got further into it. So by the time they get to the ABA school, he is in a complete meltdown mode. The therapist comes out. They pretty much have to carry him into the school. He lies on the floor. He's tantruming. He won't take off his backpack. He won't do anything that he normally does. He is completely fragmented. He has lost touch of reality. And the therapist told my husband, "Go ahead and leave, and we'll call you if it doesn't get any better." But the therapist didn't want to let him leave because we didn't want him to think that that tantrum could get him what he wanted, which was back home and with that cup. And eventually calmed, and then eventually fell asleep. And he slept for about 30 minutes, and when he woke up, he was fine. But I realized he has developed such a dependency on the routine of that cup being in the car with him that I've got to make a decision. So do I put contingencies in place so if that happens again, we have a backup plan? In other words, perhaps leave a cup and a container of Pediasure at the school. Or do I need to work on this being a routine that he is not so inflexible with? And for this particular one, I decided to give a second cup to the school. This is not a routine that I'm at this point wanting to work on trying to eliminate. I'm just going to let that one go. So how do you help your child in dealing with their rigid routines? Well, first of all, there's really no clear-cut answer. The gauge for me is to look at areas of my son's life where the routines are harmless and helpful and keep those consistent. And those would be things like hygiene routines, for example, a toothbrushing routine, or a morning routine, for example, the sippy cup in the car, their bedtime routines, meal times, nap times. Those are the types of routines that are harmless to your child and they're helpful. So it's best for you to try to help keep those as consistent as possible. But the best laid plans change, and our kids do need to be taught some skills to adapt to those changes. Here are some tips that I find helpful, and I learned these through trial and error. And the first one is definitely more error. Prepare them in advance. My son attends a full-time ABA center, and over the summer, every time we leave the center, we turn right to go home. And that's very important to him. When we stop at the stop sign, he likes to say, "Turn right, mommy." Well, when school started back in session, I can't turn right because there is an elementary school down the street and there's a long line of cars waiting to pick their children up. I got stuck in that line once and it took me 30 minutes. So I have to now turn left. So all summer, we're coming out of the ABA center, turn right, mommy, I'm turning right and we're going home. Then school starts back and I had not even thought that this would be an issue to prepare him for the fact that we now can't turn right anymore. We have to turn left and go a different route. So we come to the stop sign. He's telling me turn right and I turn left and he's pretty distraught. Stop the car, mommy. Stop the car. You got to turn right. You got to turn right. Stop the car. And I'm trying to explain to him, I can't turn right anymore. I have to turn left now. And it took several days before he wasn't upset that we were not turning right anymore. And thinking back on this, if I would have really paid attention to how important that routine was to him, and he verbally said it every day, so I should have, I would have known to start preparing him in advance for me now having to turn left. And if you have kids that love to tell you what direction to go, you know what I'm talking about. Another way to prepare them in advance is things like social stories. Over the summer, we were taking a trip to Cancun for my oldest son's graduation. So my son would be riding on an airplane, and he has ridden on airplanes before, and it's not been a very successful experience. So I created a social story based on videos and pictures of him traveling and talked all about everything that was going to happen through the airport and what it was going to be like on the plane. And we watched that several times leading up to our flight, and he did so much better because he was prepared. So just preparing them in advance can often help so much when there is a disruption in a routine. The second tip in helping your child overcome disruptions in their routine is using a visual schedule. A visual schedule can be a powerful tool. Prior to my son attending the full-time ABA center he's in, he was in preschool in the mornings. Then he would go to occupational therapy, speech therapy, and behavior therapy randomly throughout the week. It was a lot for him to understand where he was going, and I'd feel guilty. Sometimes I'd just toss him in the car and off we went, and he had no idea where we were going. So what I did is I took a picture of every single therapist and his teacher, and I made a calendar that I could put each day where he was going. Today we're going to preschool, and then we're going to go see Miss Juliet speech. Tuesday we're going to preschool, and then we're going to go see Miss Donna at occupational therapy. And this helped so much, and I'd let him take them off each day. So then he kind of got used to it himself, and he felt he was part of that routine. You can even make a visual schedule of things that are coming up in your life in the future. Perhaps you've got a trip coming up. So you make a picture of an airplane or whatever that is and put it on the day of the week when that's coming and start kind of a countdown toward that. I mean, I think about my own life and I function on a calendar. I put my appointments on there, my husband's, my children, and it helps me to be able to function and know what I have to do next. And for your child, it's the same thing. But that visual piece of it, making it visual can make it so much more powerful. And I've seen great success with using a visual schedule. The third tip is to change routines slowly and deliberately. I mentioned a routine that snuck up on me with my son wanting that cup every morning, and we had another routine that snuck up on us. So one day I was picking him up from ABA therapy, and I was chatting at the car with the therapist, and I didn't put him immediately in the car seat. So while I'm distracted talking to the therapist, he decides to climb into the front seat and pretend he's driving a race car. When I was done talking to the therapist, he didn't want to go back into his car seat because he was still pretending he was driving a race car. It was pretty challenging that day to get him into the car seat. Well, I didn't think anything much of it. The next day, I pick him up, we come out to the car, and he insists that he wants to pretend to drive a race car again. In one day, he developed a new routine. That was, I pretend to drive mom's car before I get my car seat. At this point, I realized I need to get some help in this because I can't let this routine continue. I need to be able to get him in the car and we need to go. So I asked the therapist and he gave me some tips on how to do this. So he said what I needed to do was the next time I picked him up, I tell him that we're going to pretend to drive mommy's car, but only to the count of 10. So in other words, He thought I was setting this up for him. It wasn't his decision. So now I'm setting the limits. You can pretend to drive mom's car, but only to the count of 10. So we did that. It was pretty successful. The next day, I shortened it. Okay, we're going to pretend to drive mom's car, but we're going to count to 9. So we did that until we could slowly phase that rigid routine he had developed so quickly out. And also what helped in this is in his car seat, I would put a reinforcer. Maybe it would be that sippy cup of milk, an iPad, a favorite toy. So I was reinforcing something good happens when you get into your car seat. And eventually it took about 2 weeks and we phased that routine out and it worked wonderful. So when you're going to change a routine, you probably want to start at home, or kind of what we did was in the car, not at school or out in public or out in the community, but start at home and start maybe with something simple. Maybe if they typically shower, then brush their teeth, alternate that. Let them brush their teeth and then shower, just to start to help them to become a little more flexible. Another way we do this is, again, I told you my son eats mac and cheese every day at school, so he eats that at school, but at home, we introduce foods that he is not used to, slowly and deliberately, along with a preferred food. But this is important for you to help your child be able to tolerate changes in their routine in just simple things. So then when you are out in the community, then maybe they have a little more frustration tolerance for something changing. Now, the fourth tip, and I think this is highly underused by a lot of people, is asking for help. There are people out there that are experts in things that we're not. People such as, if your child is in therapy, perhaps a behavior therapist, or an ABA therapist, or a teacher, or a developmental pediatrician. I always defer to the experts when I see a challenging behavior in my child, or I'm not sure how to handle something, or even if I want to know if this is something I even need to be concerned about. When I was describing to you about the issue where my son was pretending to drive the car, after a couple of days, I saw this was happening. I didn't know what to do. That is when I went to his ABA therapist and said, "Hey, what do you suggest?" They told me exactly what to do, and it worked. So don't ever think that you're alone in this. Ask for help from your support system. Ask for feedback on what they might suggest that you might try to help your child overcome a rigid routine. Or they may tell you, "Hey, that's a rigid routine that perhaps you want to consider letting stay consistent for your child for whatever reason." But go to the experts and ask for their help. So to recap the tips on how you can help your child deal with disruptions in rigid routines: 1, prepare them in advance; 2, use a visual schedule; 3, change routines slowly and deliberately; and 4, never be afraid to ask the experts for help. In closing, understand routines are very important to your child. Honor them as much as possible when it helps reduce your child's anxiety and helps your family function. But also remember that part of your goal as their parent is to set them up for success outside your home and in the community. And life happens. Roads close, favorite t-shirts are dirty, and iPad batteries die in the middle of road trips. So continuing to work deliberately to help your child learn to be more flexible can only help them.
Thank you for listening today to the Big Abilities Podcast. I hope you learned something, and remember, you got this.